After 2 years of violent conflict between Israel and the Palestinians, a new poll has found a large majority of the population on both sides would support a nonviolent movement for the creation of a Palestinian state. From Jerusalem, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The poll was released by Search for Common Ground, a Washington-based non-governmental organization dedicated to conflict resolution. 500 Israelis were interviewed by an Israeli polling firm and 600 Palestinians by the Palestinian-run Jerusalem Media and Communications Center. Steve Kull, the director of programs on international policy attitudes at the University of Maryland, supervised the survey.
There are signs on both sides that they also have doubts about whether what they're doing is working, and there are signs of readiness to try something new. On the Palestinian side, there's very strong support for trying nonviolent methods and a readiness to participate in such nonviolent action, numbers that if they were mobilized would represent hundreds of thousands of Palestinians.
More than half of the Palestinians told the pollsters they would participate in nonviolent actions such as boycotts and mass civil disobedience. Kull acknowledged that other polls have indicated most Palestinians also support violent actions such as suicide bombings. He said Palestinians believe all forms of resistance, both violent and nonviolent, are acceptable. On the Israeli side, the pollsters said they were surprised by what they found. Kull said more than three-quarters of Israeli Jews surveyed said the Palestinians have a legitimate right to seek a Palestinian state, provided they use nonviolent means. Yet the Israeli respondents also said they remain deeply skeptical that Palestinians will embrace nonviolence.
Israelis show great doubts about such a nonviolent movement will emerge, and Palestinians show great doubts that the Israelis will do anything but simply try to snuff out this movement. But in fact, there are indications on both sides that there may in fact be a readiness to try new approaches, and if the Palestinian resistance was rechanneled into nonviolent forms, and Israel responded by effectively rewarding it rather than punishing it, this could gradually begin to build a kind of self-reinforcing cycle.
The survey was published after almost 2 years of Israeli-Palestinian fighting that has left over 2,000 people dead, more than two-thirds of them Palestinians. It also comes as Israeli and Palestinian officials recently agreed on a joint security plan for Israeli troops to pull out of some areas of the West Bank and Gaza and Palestinian troops to take over. In the Gaza Strip today, Palestinian officials said Palestinian police began setting up checkpoints to show they are capable of maintaining order if Israeli troops pull out. The police said they were coordinating with the Israeli army. Israeli and Palestinian analysts say both sides feel trapped by the ongoing violence and are looking for a way out. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.